Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
They're known as long haulers, people still experiencing difficulty breathing, fatigue, and body aches months after coming down with COVID-19. So in the future, will insurers consider COVID-19 a pre-existing condition? It's a question that Karen Politz, senior fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation, has been investigating. And Karen, let's start with the basics. What is a pre-existing condition, and would COVID-19 be considered one?
Pre-existing conditions are conditions that you already have or that you had in the past. And before the Affordable Care Act, having a pre-existing condition could make it harder for people to get or keep health insurance. It's illegal under the Affordable Care Act for insurers to discriminate based on pre-existing conditions. And we're all waiting to see if that federal law remains intact.
And the reason this is more than a hypothetical question is because the ACA could be overturned by the Supreme Court next year, as you mentioned. What could this mean for COVID-19 survivors?
Well, if the federal law protections were to go away, then it might be harder for these patients to switch to new health plans if they're already insured, or to go out and get coverage if they don't have health insurance now.
What does the future of the ACA actually look like now that the Biden administration is beginning to fill out its cabinet with nominees like Javier Becerra for the Director of Health and Human Services?
The Biden administration has committed to building on the ACA. The first step, though, is going to be to see what happens with the Supreme Court case. Oral arguments were heard the week after Election Day in November, and the Trump administration has joined with dozens of Republican state attorneys general in a lawsuit saying that the entire ACA, including the protections for people with pre-existing conditions, should be overturned. So that kind of that process is in motion, and we have to see how the Supreme Court decides on that case to determine whether there will continue to be a law to build on.
Let's continue talking, though, about really the what ifs. I mean, could insurers differentiate between someone that's had a mild case of the coronavirus and perhaps someone that has actually recovered from a more severe case?
They could. If these federal law protections were to go away, then we would be back to a health insurance market the way it was before the Affordable Care Act, and insurers could and did differentiate. They would ask questions about their health status, their recent health status, other risk factors, and make a decision about whether to provide coverage, and if so, whether there would be any restrictions on coverage. Often, if people had a pre-existing condition, they'd be offered a plan that just permanently excluded covered benefits related to that condition, or they could be offered a plan with a much higher premium, a surcharge premium, so they, you know, they wouldn't get the best price. And then even after people bought coverage, if they got sick and made claims, they could find that their ability to renew coverage at an affordable rate would also be limited, and they might get priced out of coverage at renewal.
Right. To put it more bluntly, and again, this is hypothetical, I mean, someone who is a COVID-19 survivor could be uninsurable.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'm a cancer survivor, and so I was uninsurable before the Affordable Care Act, at least if I were to go out and buy coverage on my own. And it's kind of a scary thing. So to have that, you know, not be a concern anymore has been a notable achievement of the Affordable Care Act. And I think people are worried that that those, you know, bad old days of being uninsurable could return.
Karen, I mean, at its core, preconditions are really about risk assessment and averting these really large costs. But we're still learning so much about COVID-19. So far, what do we know about the costs associated with care for COVID?
you know, people with mild conditions pretty much take care of themselves at home and don't incur a lot of costs of care. But people who get seriously ill can have hospital bills in the tens of thousands of dollars or even higher if they end up spending a long time in the ACU. And depending on their insurance coverage, a lot of health insurance these days includes high deductibles. People could mm-hmm. be out of pocket for thousands of dollars in medical bills, even if they have insurance.
What other concerns do you have about this?
You know, there are a lot of folks who are getting tested frequently. They maybe haven't had COVID yet. My daughter, for example, you know, out of respect for her elderly parents, she gets tested every time before she comes out to visit us. And people who, you know, drive for Uber or, you know, check out in a grocery store, they also may get tested frequently just because they're worried about their exposure to the public. And that could also be something that medical underwriters would take a look at. Whether to cover people who've just had more than, you know, six tests in the last year or something like that. You know, it's conceivable that insurers would say, you know, have you had a test for COVID-19 in the last year? How many tests have you had? And, you know, if you've been tested frequently, that might be another thing where insurers would say, yeah, okay, you haven't had it yet. I'll sell you coverage, but I'm not going to cover COVID. Because you seem to be getting tested once a month, and I don't want to get involved with that. So it's not just the long haulers. It could be people who are at risk for other reasons who might run afoul of medical underwriting if that were to return.
And again, the Supreme Court is expected to take up the ACA next year. That's Karen Politz, Senior Fellow with the Kaiser Family Foundation. Thank you.
Thank you.